The Alan Watts iPhone app is now available on the iTunes App Store, featuring the entire Alan Watts podcast series at your fingertips. Visit alanwattsapp.com for more information.
Now, you know, those people you've just been listening to, chanting the sutras on Koyasan, which is the sort of ultimate center, retreat, inner sanctuary of Japanese practice of Vajrayana, Mahayana Buddhism, are a bunch of boys who are just like American college boys who play football, and they haven't the faintest idea what they're doing. Not today. They're doing this because their fathers have sent them there. Their fathers own temples, and they've got to carry on their father's tradition, because after all, the family business has to go on. And they have no more idea what this is all about than the man in the moon. And you and I can sit here and we could get swinging with this music, we could dance to it, and we could go very far out on it, which was what you were originally supposed to do. And for them it's a chore. It's a thing you have to get up for at 5 o'clock in the morning, and you have to memorize all this, and you have to get it exactly right and do it. And they've completely forgotten what it was all about. But it was originally there. It's a funny thing how this happens, you see. But you see how I was explaining to you this morning how we have a rhythm between remembering and not remembering. You remember long enough to know that you're there. Because if you don't remember, nothing makes any impression upon you, therefore you are not there. But then when memory gets too much, and you're too much there, then you have to realize that all memory is an illusion, that there is nothing except the present moment, and that there is no future, as equally no past. And then you're liberated. But when you get liberated, you have to come back in and play memory again. There's a cleaning process. In other words, you wipe off the blackboard, and then you start writing again. And then you wipe it off, and then you start writing again. And this is the process whereby life is kept going. So in the same way with these people, they have come to a point in the historical development of their way of life where they remember too much. It's not new to them. And all this therefore becomes what we call going through the motions. And so this is the same paradox that I was talking about this morning, that the echo, which is memory, is simultaneously what tells you you exist and what traps you. So in the sense that it tells you you exist, it's an advantage. To the extent that it traps you, it's a debt. You're in debt. You should be thankful. Somebody gave it to you. Ultimately, in the Judeo-Christian tradition, the Lord God did it all for you, and you should be thankful. And say, anything bad that I did was from me. Dear God, anything good that I did was from you. You see? What a marvelous mix-up that is. But all I'm saying is this. There is a point in all this development where you have to say to people, please come off it. In other words, these boys here in Koyasan, I was aching to know enough Japanese to say to them, do you realize what a great thing you have here? Couldn't you possibly enjoy it for a few minutes? And let's get together and all join hands around here and go through this again, these sutras, and really make it. So I'm talking, you see, about the same process of what has been called flip-floppability, whereby we switch from one attitude to another, one situation to another. And this pulse switch situation is the very nature of existence. That's why your heart does that. That's why all sounds, all light, everything is going bloop, 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 bloop. See? And so because of that bloop, you know you're here. Well, now, I've been trying to show how this game has its own inner meaning. So finally, we've got to come round to one form of Mahayana that I haven't really discussed at all to complete the whole scene, which is what is called the School of the Pure Land. And this is the most popular form of Mahayana Buddhism in the Far East. In China, in Japan, everywhere. The multitudes go for this kind. And it's all under the presiding image of the one of those Jnani Buddhas called Amitabha, whose name means boundless light, and who is a sort of subdivision or aspect of Mahavairocana, who is the great Sun Buddha, and is therefore probably derived historically from Ahura Mazda, from Persia, the great sun god of the Mazdaeans and the Parsis. But although that may have been what set it all off, it has been greatly transformed by being canalized through Buddhism. Now, you have all seen photographs of the Buddha at Kamakura, the Daibutsu, that enormous bronze figure that sits in a beautiful park with pine trees, the temple having long been demolished by a tidal wave, for which thanks be to God. Because if it hadn't been for the tidal wave, nobody would ever have really seen this figure. But there is at Kamakura this huge bronze figure. It's about 42 feet high. And here this creature sits, surrounded by a great busyness. Thousands of school children are all the time on tours, streaming by, photographers, people selling this, that, and the other, souvenirs, exhibitions of dwarf trees and everything. They're all going on around. And here this thing sits and looks down forever. And nothing can hush it. I mean, let's put it this way. It hushes everything. That no matter how much turmoil of children, etc., is going on in this park, this huge face presides over everything. And you cannot ignore it. It subdues you into peace without doing it in an authoritative way. It doesn't say to you, shut up. It just is so peaceful that you cannot help catching the infection of peace that comes from this figure. And this is the figure of Amida, Amitabha. Not the historical Shakyamuni Gautama Buddha living in India, but one of the Jnani Buddhas who is not manifested in the world. Now the religion connected with this figure is called Pure Land Jodo in Japanese, Shinshu, the true sect of the Pure Land. It comes again, the origins are always in India, but the Japanese, under the genius of Honen and Shinran, who were medieval Buddhist saints, developed their own special variety of it. And this is a very strange religion, because it takes its basis as follows.
Been listening to Alan Watts from the Spoken Word Library of the Electronic University. For copies of this and other Alan Watts programs, please go to alanwatts.com on the World Wide Web or call us toll-free at 1-800-WO-WATTS. That's alanwatts.com or 1-800-WO-WATTS. The Watts website features free audio downloads, program lists, and information on Watts' life and works. Once again, that's alanwatts.com or 1-800-WO-WATTS.